playing some optimistic music because we're about to dive into some Russian literature. And we need all the optimism we can get. Leo Tolstoy, A Confession. So I'm going to play a little Chariots of Fuego. This song plays every time I get a boner. So much hope. Hi, everybody. We're doing a Sunday show because that's kind of the way art works. And I know it's just live streaming, but I consider it a bit of an art form. When you're in the mood, when you're in the vibe, when you're feeling it, you got to do it. And Amy walked into our study room with all the books, and I'm listening and reading Leo Tolstoy's A Confession for maybe the second or third time, and she just started dying laughing because you just see this. I have my most depressed dog, which is Benny, sitting by me, and we're just diving deep into the tragedy of life and the reconnection to God from the 1800s of Russia. So I felt like I could, it kind of matches up well to, hang on, that's not the one, this is the one that doesn't work. It matches up well to what we've been talking about lately with science. And chapter 5, especially in A Confession, is pretty fascinating about science. So while you guys filter in, right now there's 262 of you in our burner account. This was unplanned. And we're up to 6,000 people subscribing to this channel. I mean, don't get me wrong, I missed the 165,000 on the other channel that I'm not allowed to live stream on, but we've made do, and it's been a blast so far. But so here is a clip from my new special, Persona Non Grata, available at hugepianist.com. This is a new clip that we just cut today. It's about conspiracy theories. And just like the theory of evolution, they're all just theories. But this is why people in my generation don't always trust stuff. All right, check this out.
Because I don't trust people anymore. You know, because conspiracy theories, I get why people think this shit. Do any of you guys have conspiracy theories? Did I just hear my buddy John? John, you here? Yo, my buddy from like kindergarten, from we're really young, he's awesome. What do you guys have conspiracy theories about? I got a couple. What do you got?
Russia has
CIA moves
drugs.
CNN what?
CIA moves drugs.
CIA moves drugs? That's like wick. It's like so proven it's a hack premise for a movie. Like, that's obvious. What's that?
They made that movie.
The CIA made the movie? Hollywood made the movie about the CIA moving the drugs?
Operation Mockingbird.
There we go. No, The Mockingbird, To Kill a Mockingbird. They took nigger right out of that book. That's what that was. Is that what you meant? Oh, shit. Sorry, Eric. But listen, I was born in 1980. Just hear me out, youngsters. This is why we don't believe shit anymore about anything. When I was a little kid, they said there was global cooling. Hand to God, they're like, global cooling. The world will become a snow cone. And we're like, what? They're like, get blankets. My buddy John, who's 100% Native American, is like, fuck no, we're not getting blankets. but for real though, they said this global cooling, you know, you gotta get blankets. And then what's up next? I'm like, so what should I eat? I wanna be really healthy. They're like, the Surgeon General, all the science has come up with the food pyramid. And we figured out that the healthiest diet is mostly bleached bromated bread. They're like, eat mostly bread, and then some veggies and some fruit, and then like almost no meat or butter or any of that shit, and you'll be really healthy. And then I was like, how do I be a man? I want to be a really good man. They're like, you want to base your life around a great man, a great hero, a champion? Check out this fucking Wheaties box. That's Bruce Jenner right there. That was my childhood. So I grew up there, global cooling, no, global warming. food pyramid's upside down, and Bruce Jenner's a murderer who chopped his dick off and is now a chick. I'm like, the frogs are gay!
Yeah, Atlanta, bring it, coming in hot. All right, I don't want to go too far without talking about Leo Tolstoy's A Confession, because sometimes I do that. I title a stream something and don't talk about the title for like an hour. So I'm going to not do that this time. But I do want to play you, just because I did that Mockingbird thing, that bit we just did. So I'm going to play you a sketch we did on the great Steven Crowder show, To Kill a Me Too Bird. Let me find it real quick. I'm pretty sure the reason that they banned To Kill a Mockingbird from schools wasn't because they said an obscene word. It was because they had the obscene concept of due process. All right, let me find this real quick. I'm going to read Mein Kampf too soon, by the way. I've never read it. I think it's weird that I've never read that. 8722. Here we go. Check this out. This is about Kavanaugh.
Now then, can you identify the man who raped you?
Most certainly would. Right yonder.
Tom, would you stand up, please? Let's have a good long look at you. Tom, would you catch this, please? Well then, good enough for me.
Okay. You're
probably guilty. I rest my case, Your Honor.
Can I sentence you too?
Wait, Mr. Fenton, I didn't rape that girl. I didn't.
Hold on, everyone, hold on. Just hold on. Are you certain this is the man who raped you?
Sure as he's black as pitch!
Well, then, that settles it. Guilty as sin. Thanks, Your Honor.
Wait, no, Mr. Fenton, no, I wasn't even there that night. You know, just tell him.
Tom, do you mean to tell me that you're questioning a survivor?
That's a bunch of pure baloney, and you know it! Don't I deserve a fair trial? It's supposed to be innocent to proven guilty, right? Black lives matter too now, you know?
Yes, at one moment in time, that may have been true, but now we have to believe all women, period. I'm sorry, Tom. There's nothing I can do.
Everyone, be quiet!
Miss Fitch, come back! Don't let him do this to me!
Now, you're saying this man raped you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Guilty!
You know I didn't do it! The hand! Come on, Mr. Fitch! Let go! You don't have the authority to do this! What about jury my peers?
I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. She said you did it. Try him. Next up, The People versus Clarence Thomas.
All right, good times. All right, so let's talk about Leo Tolstoy. So Leo Tolstoy, I found some hilarious pictures of him. This is him at 20, just crushing, legend. And this is him at 80. He's seen a lot. He wrote War and Peace and a bunch of other good books. Let me tell you more about Leo Tolstoy right now. He was born in 1828. Russian. Legend. Died in 1910. Wrote War and Peace, Anna Karenina, The Death of Ivan. I've actually read this book. I just don't know how to pronounce the name for some reason. It's so weird, like, when you read the books, you just, like, in your own head, you have, like, how to pronounce it. The Death of Ivan Ilyich. The Kingdom of God is Within You and Resurrection. He had 14 children. I think 9 of them died, though. Back then, kids died a lot. Very wealthy man. So anyway, A Confession, I related to it quite a bit because he talked about how he's in Russia and he was raised Orthodox Christian, and you get basically your certificate from the government that says you're Christian, but no one actually practices it. And it sounded a lot like Catholicism was for us in America. And he talked about how low passions were praised, you know, and so he's a writer and he's just crushing and he's getting a lot of women and money. And I said once on a stream, someone recommended this book when I said that I was shamed into being a worse person in Hollywood, where it's almost like there was social pressure to be pro-abortion in Hollywood. And in this book, he said that he had to hide his good and display his evil. And the artists and the poets did not know what they were teaching, but it was just important that they cranked out as much as they could at all times. Without knowing the meaning of their poetry, they were a religion, and he was a priest. Didn't care who was right or wrong, they just quarreled. Like all these intelligentsia, all these artists, basically the Hollywood of Russia back then. He said they had worthless character, and all they did is quarrel and argue and bicker. And he was in the military also. He had killed several people, and he said that they had worthless character compared to people that he had met in the military. They were self-confident and satisfied, which were traits that were characterized by the very holy, or those that did not know what holy was. Their whole faith was fraud. And then he started teaching peasant kids after he got married, and he said he would teach without knowing what. And he realized he didn't know what good or evil was, and it was just endless nonsense. That his job, and he had like 500 slaves, which was a lot, which meant he was wealthy, serfs, he called them. And he was praised, he was famous, he was wealthy, but he was empty. He was empty to the point of suicide, where he didn't go hunting because he was scared he was going to shoot himself. And the job of the artisans, like kind of like what Hollywood is doing now, is to speak and write as much as possible. And he said it felt like a lunatic asylum. What is good or evil did not apply. That they just abused each other and never listened to each other. Just like a lunatic asylum. And just like every other lunatic, he felt everyone else was crazy but him. He said that they would talk about the word progress and progressive as if it meant something, like they were progressing towards something. But in fact, they were just being carried somewhere. When he taught the peasant children, and he let them learn what they wanted to learn. And that reminded me a lot of John Taylor Gatto, when I talked about him, about his Dumbing Down to the American Mind or something, that book that I read, and I was doing a report on it for you guys, where it's much more efficient and much more... you learn a lot more if you teach based on what someone wants to learn, because then from there you learn about everything. And I was talking to some people. I'm going to read some emails I got from some science people, because that's one thing that why I go just on these deep dives, like that evolution stuff I've been on lately, is I'll just go in swinging, and then I refine and I learn from people just writing me stuff. You know that the head of the Human Genome Project is an evangelical Christian. I bet a lot of you retards didn't know that. A lot of the retards out there that are like, that think that science and religion are somehow different. Yeah, the head of the Human Genome Project, he's from a sheep farm. He was homeschooled. And his mother, I knew this, by the way, but someone reminded me of it. His mother would have him and his brothers figure out what they wanted to learn that day, and then she would teach it to them, and then they would fight about it and learn together. It's really interesting. So yeah, the head of the Human Genome Project is an evangelical Christian. Kind of weird, huh? Kind of like it doesn't line up with the lies. Oh, and it's kind of funny how author and authority are the same word. It's almost like he with the pen who gets to write the tale is the authority. Jews. All right. All right, so speaking right, I was met with my life... He said his life became a stupid joke that someone was playing on him. And he told this story, this old Russian fable that a man was being, Russian fables don't have a happy ending, by the way. A man was being chased by a beast on the Russian plains, and he finds a dry well, and he jumps over to go into the dry well, and he sees a dragon under him in the dry well. And so he finds a twig to hold on to, but he knows he can't hold on for long. If he leaves the well, the beast will kill him. And if he lets go, the dragon will kill him. And the dragon represents death. And then two mice, a black mouse and a white mouse, representing day and night, are spinning around the twig that he's holding on to, nibbling at it slowly, slowly. And he sees some honeysuckle on a leaf. And he licks the honey. And that temporarily eases his pain from the inevitable knowledge that he will fall into the jaws of the dragon. That's the end of the story. That's the Russian, that's what, you know, Russians will tell their kids before bed. But his whole point was the honey no longer tasted sweet to him, which is why he wanted to kill himself. But he knew that the jaws of the dragon would be worse than holding on to the twig, but waiting was becoming tedious. So he didn't trust himself around rope because he thought he would, he didn't trust that he wouldn't hang himself. So he wouldn't go into the barn. All right. And then, by the way, he had already written War and Peace, I think, by this time. He was very famous and it did nothing for him. He said he was under the influence of fame. Isn't that fascinating? And then, so then he dove into science, and the more direct the question, the more vague and obscure science would be. I have chapter 5, which is all about this, queued up here. The basic question, in general, the relation, all right, so what part do I want to read you guys? First off, let me read a letter I got from Bill. Well, I'm not, and all right, he said there are over 2,000 types of amino acids and 20 are used in life. Every experiment we have ever done has always ended up with an equal number of left-handed and right-handed amino acids. A mixture of left and right handed amino acids is poison to life. Every living creature has only left-handed amino acids. The tendency is always to bond the two and continue away from life, not toward life. Evolution has ruled out the creator or the truth of a creator God, so evolutionists will accept anything in place of the truth of God. In essence, evolutionists are saying that 3 + 1 = 7 because the real answer in this case, 4, is quote unquote too religious for them. One cell in our body is more complex than any computer we have ever built. It is logical to conclude that a cell could evolve from natural processes. Give it enough time and it will happen. It's not a scientific statement. It's a faith statement. It is saying that they don't know what happened. But if we give it enough time, something will happen. Scientists affirm that the law of probability states if the chances of something happen is over 10 to the 50th power that it will never happen. The chances are 10 to the 191st power that a single protein can occur by random chance. The chances of a single cell forming by random chance is 10 to the 40,000th power. To say that life could evolve from nothing defies science and logic. A person can believe in evolution but not believe of the science. A person believes in evolution because of their belief system. Anything that violates the second law of thermodynamics could never happen. It states energy goes from a usable to less usable state over time in an isolated system. It's called entropy, by the way. An open system is any system where you can add or remove energy. The Earth is an open system, and so nearly everything else we know. An isolated system is one where no matter or energy can get in or out. The universe is an isolated system. Required conditions for evolution. 1, an open system, Earth. 2, available energy, the sun. 3, a way to capture and store raw energy. 4, energy conversion mechanism. We are all decaying. We began this decay at conception. Where did the immense amount of DNA come from? The only tenable answer is in Genesis 1. 4, things detrimental to the origin of life. 1, oxygen in the atmosphere. 2, second law of thermodynamics, no way to capture and use energy. 3, water. 4, only left-handed amino acids used in life. 5, sugars, only right-handed molecules used in life. If I tell you only part of the evidence and you believe it, you have not been taught. You have been indoctrinated. If I tell you all the evidence and you make a decision, then you have been taught. Congress has said that we can teach both sides, evolution and creation. However, other agencies have tried to take away the right and scare creationists into being silenced. No scientist on this planet can tell you how life originated. Why should we accept evolution when you cannot produce the evidence? When evolutionists tell about their faith, creationists should tell them about our faith. Evolution has no foundation for the origin of life. And they used to claim it, you know, something, Ambino Genesis or some shit. That's was in school. Like, I was taught that in school, that there was a primordial soup and it was struck by lightning and amino acids became proteins. Since then, that's been debunked badly. So, the atheist Satan crowd, and I'm not joking about that. It's bad. The nihilism is bad. These people now just cut away that part and now just say transpermia, you know, it came from other planets or some shit. It's just, it's total and utter nonsense. And so this is from the 19th century. But perhaps I've overlooked something or misunderstood something, said to myself several times. It cannot be that the condition of despair is natural to man. And I sought for an explanation of these problems in all branches of knowledge acquired by men. I sought painfully and long, not from idle curiosity or listlessness, but painfully and persistently, day and night, sought as a perishing man seeks for safety, and I found nothing. I sought in all the sciences, but far from finding what I wanted, became convinced that all who, like myself, had sought in knowledge for the meaning of life had found nothing. And not only had they found nothing, but they had plainly acknowledged that the very thing which made me despair, namely the senselessness of life, is the one indubitable thing man can know. I saw it everywhere. And thanks to a life spent in learning, and thanks also to my relations with the scholarly world, I had access to scientists and scholars in all branches of knowledge, and they readily showed me all their knowledge, not only in books, but also in conversation, so that I had at my disposal all that science has to say on the question of life. I was long unable to believe that it gives no other reply to life's questions than that which it actually does give. It long seemed to me, when I saw the important and serious error with which science announces its conclusions, which have nothing in common with the real questions of human life, that there was something I had not understood. I long was timid before science, and it seemed to me that the lack of conformity between the answers and my questions arose not by the fault of science, but from my own ignorance. Doesn't that sound familiar? But the matter was for me not a game or an amusement, but one of life and death. Because he was ready to kill himself at any time, by the way. So he was motivated. And I was involuntarily brought to the conviction that my questions were the only legitimate ones forming the basis of all knowledge, and that I, with my questions, was not to blame, but science, if it pretends to reply to those questions. Bear in mind, we're talking about Leo Tolstoy. Bill Nye the Science Guy is a BA in mechanics. Dolph Lundgren is more of a scientist than Bill Nye the Science Guy. So don't get confused by people's lab coats. Sorry, just keep burping. My question, that which at the age of 50 brought me to the verge of suicide, was the simplest of all questions. Lying in the soul of every man, from the foolish child to the wisest elder, it was a question without an answer to which one cannot live. As I had found my experience, it was, what will come of what I am doing today or shall do tomorrow? What will come of my whole life? Differently expressed, the question is, why should I live? Why wish for anything or do anything? I can also be expressed this way. Is there any meaning in my life and the inevitable death awaiting me does not destroy? To this one question, variously expressed, I sought an answer in science, and I found that the relation to that question, all human knowledge is divided, as it were, into two opposite hemispheres, at the ends of which are two poles. The one is a negative and the other a positive, but that neither of the one nor the other pole is there an answer to life's questions. The one series of sciences seems to not recognize the question, but replies clearly and exactly to its own independent questions. That is the series of experimental science, and at the extreme end, it stands mathematics. The other series of sciences recognizes the question, but does not answer it. That is the series of abstract sciences, and at the extreme end stands metaphysics. From early youth, I had been interested in the abstract science, but later, the mathematical and natural science attracted me, and until I put my question definitely to myself, until that question had in itself grown up within me, urgently demanding a decision, I contented myself with those counterfeit answers which science gives. All right, so it goes on and on and on. Experimental science only then gives positive knowledge and displays the greatness of the human mind when it does not introduce into its investigation the question of an ultimate cause. All right, this is kind of heavy reading. This isn't good live stream reading. But I got to get to the point here. So that however I may turn these replies of philosophy, I can never obtain anything like an answer. And not because, as in the queer experimental sphere, the reply does not relate to my question. But because here, though, all the mental work is directed just to my question, there is no answer. But instead of an answer, one gets the same question, only in a complex form. That's what that was one of the big problems I have with Jordan Peterson, is he just keeps saying it's complicated and makes things more complicated than it has to be. If something doesn't answer the question you ask, it's a fraud. It's Kermit the Frog. And so, yeah, I recommend you read this book because there's a lot more in that one chapter that I just skipped over. I just could hear myself talking and I sound insane. Not insane, but all right. In general, the relation of the experimental sciences to life's question may be expressed thus. Question, why do I live? Answer, in infinite space and infinite time, infinitely small particles change their form in infinite complexity. And when you have understood the laws of those mutations of form, you will understand why you live in this earth. Then in the sphere of abstract science, I said to myself, all humanity lives. All right, it's heavy shit, but it show it. The hubris and the lack of anything. There's nothing there. Yeah. Someone just wrote, the smarter you get, the more simple you become until you're living like a hermit in a forest eating bugs. Ha, that's great. Owen held me down and stroked me off in 1997, says Greg. Well, believe all women. Oh, his name's Greg, so guess you're a liar. God created the universe and God created life. That's what I believe. I guess they're really making the frogs gay. What's up, Owen and Bears? What's up, y'all? All right. Let's just go through some news items and then call it a day. Look at this guy. See, these are like the Tolstoy people. And bear in mind, he died right before World War I. And let's talk real quick about Tolstoy's life. So Russia at this point is entering nihilism, which is what we are doing right now. And for those of you that know Russian history, this doesn't end well. You know, they start questioning all their own institutions. They become mini gods. The wide acceptance of atheism and nihilism undercut everything until Tsar Nicholas II and his whole family are being butchered by Trotsky and Lenin. And they enter the darkest time, debatably, in all of human history, anywhere that anyone's ever witnessed it. And as Solzhenitsyn said, it's because they forgot God. They melted down their church bells into bullets. All right. Someone sent me this. I cut off the porn site because I don't recommend young men look at porn. It's bad for your dick and your brain. But someone emailed me this, that this was the trending searches for a porn site that they were at. And it proves that Big Mouth Cartoon is, in fact, does sexualize children. That was one of the trending searches of a very famous porn site. That's disturbing. So, yeah, I know we've been debating that and people have been defending the cartoon. But I'm pretty sure a cartoon sexualizes children when it's a trending porn category. So keep up defending it, guys. Keep it up. Keep defending that fucking cartoon. You guys are real heroes. Real heroes out there. There's people jerking off to that, hoping it's children. You got real hero. You're a real hero. This is great. This guy, Chuck Wendig, he's a writer who got fired for this, tweet rant on the right here. And you go back in time to May 29th and he said that, ABC just canceled Roseanne. Good. Well, now he's canceled. And that's very important. You got to make these people live by their own rules. Whenever people say, oh, you sound like the left, Big Bear. No, I don't. I'm making people live by their own rules. And if you don't do that, you're already dead. So, good luck. Look at this legend. This is him on the left just crushing. Because he's an incredibly smart guy, Tolstoy. He's like one of those 170 IQ guys. And then him on the right is like, I've seen some shit. All right, I'll check paypal.me/feedthebear if you want to send me a note. I'll go right now and read stuff that you guys have to say. And by the way, you can believe in macroevolution and still be very intelligent, potentially smarter than me. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just asking questions. And I think there's a lot more to the story. And I think that a lot of atheists freaked out because, you know, there's some open-minded atheists out there that don't get furious at people that believe in God. But when you question their religion, they spiral. Just look at the comment section of my last couple podcasts. There's people, you know, reporting me, bailing on Patreon, all this shit. Like, I give a fuck. Like, I haven't been down all these roads. They're like, you sound like an idiot. You're so stupid, Big Bear. You're so fucking stupid. It's like, that is that your argument? That I'm just stupid? How does a plant become an animal? Feel free to enlighten me. You don't know because the top scientists in the world don't know because I'm fucking friends with them. They don't know shit. It's a scam. It's the atheist church. Science is awesome in a very tight, confined place like technology. Other than that, medicine. Yeah, great. Not anything important. Nothing important. It's from Calvin. Ahoy, Owen. AI Bear here. I have an argument to weigh in on the evolution stuff. The current theory for the abiogenesis is RNA world theory. In the theory, life made from pure... I gotta open a window. I feel like I'm having a panic attack. I can't catch my breath, and I'm in pretty decent shape. Tolstoy, man. Tolstoy makes me feel like I can't breathe. Like I'm right there in that fucking well. The dragon and the beast. And the two mice. Why can't I breathe? Alright. 4 billion years ago or so. Alright, plain RNA can appear in nature. I can't do this right now. Sorry, AI Bear. It's too intense for me. I've been reading Tolstoy all day and it's Sunday. Paul, keep on keeping on. Thanks, Paul. Big Bear, it warms my heart to hear how skeptical you have become about the origin myth of evolution and how you're willing to speak your mind. Thank you for doing that. I earned a degree in biology because I've always felt this issue was fundamental to so many of the lies that we face in the modern world. I don't think we'll ever get the upper hand on Marxism and all other nonsense without first destroying the lie of evolution. I can understand how Darwin could come up with the theory given the limited knowledge of biochemistry and cellular biology at the time, but the last 50 years since the discovery of DNA, there's no good reason for the evolutionary explanation of the origins still holds sway. I've spent thousands of hours reading about and thinking about this topic, attempting to steel man evolution as you did. Oh, by the way, I did a terrible job steel manning it. You guys were right. Anybody that said that I was a bit of a dick steel manning evolution, you have a good point. I was like giggling and talking shit about it, but I don't care. Fuck it. All right. And I've only come away more confident that the theory is vacuous. If you ever want to discuss ideas on the topic, I would be honored if you reached out to me. Sweet, I will. Thanks, bud. Christopher. Hey, Big Bear, huge fan. Keep up the good fight. I'm a worn-out firefighter in New Jersey. Dabbled in stand-up in college and just couldn't do it. Now I'm going back to college to get my master's and teach high school history and to get the record straight. The current curriculum is terrible, to say the least. I'm married and working on our first kid. My wife's family is very left. She is not. She's more libertarian than anything else. She also works in medicine, is a half Jew, but unlike Shapiro's wife, she's not a doctor. Ha! But I have to keep my mouth closed with some of her family to keep the peace. Anyway, thanks for what you do. Can I be verified as Street Doc Bear? Thanks. Welcome, Street Doc Bear. That half Jew could really bite you in the ass. My dad's a half a Jew, and God, can he complain. Oof. Skyler. Sleepy Bear here. Any chance you can learn Don't Take the Girl by Tim McGraw? Anyway, here's a tip. If you can get around to it, I'll try and ask during chat if I can make it next show. Love you, Big Bear. Appreciate you. Oh, thank you, buddy. Well, I'm going to do a Beers with Bears soon. I got hammered last night with my neighbor. He brought over all four of his kids, and we drank some moonshine and had a lot of laughs. Because Beers with Bears, I actually listen to these songs and play them, and so the it never gets uploaded to my YouTube account. It's just the live stream. So if you want to be a part of those, subscribe to the live stream, because it's a copyright disaster. Even just covering it, like We Are the Champions got taken down, me just playing it on the piano when it was when I was celebrating another big Trump win. Just me playing it was a copyright violation. These people play to win, unlike conservatives that play to, you know, kneel with a lot of honor. Sketch idea. SJWs travel back in time to warn the Indians that white people are going to steal their land. SJWs end up scalped. Ha, that's funny. The final image is 3-4 multicolored scalps hanging up in a teepee. On second thought, that may be a better cartoon. Regs Bear. No, that's really funny. They're like, what is fat lesbian blue hair? Dom, dom, dom. Thomas, oh, private message. Yeah, man, I'm in. Let's do that. Oh, and I'm setting up a new tour for December. It's going to be Salt Lake City, Denver, Arizona, Vegas. That's the plan right now. I can't catch my breath. I'm going to get a ton of comments being like, well, you're about to die because you haven't had enough vitamin K, or it's the fucking chemtrails or some shit. It's fine. I've just been very stressed. All right, let's see what we got here. Jake. Asked my vegan friend to try some of my tri-tip steak. He refused. I replied, come on, just the tip. Well done. And then you raped him. Joseph, hey Owen, thanks for the surprise show. Love seeing you and Nimmer in Dallas with my bro. Keep on questioning. Love you, man. You too, Joseph. Thank you, buddy. Dennis, wasn't expecting a stream today. Thanks for fighting for free speech. The level of self-imposed censorship is outrageous, and your casts are providing a gasp of air. Don't let them grind you down. Thank you, brother. As I'm currently gasping for air, the Jews have taken my ability to breathe. Dude, I was watching some videos on the Rothschilds today. Some fucking sketchy people, man. Some real sketchy bastards. Oh, and if you want to see a great creationist make evolution look absolutely stupid, look up Kent Hovind on YouTube. He's a genius and very, very funny. Also, can I be verified as Gummy Bear? Welcome, Gummy Bear. Bouncing here and there and everywhere. Israel. Have you heard of Bob Olson? He used to be a private investigator until his dad died in the 90s, which inspired him to start investigating so-called psychics to see if they were legit. After a couple years, he started finding legit psychics, and now he's found dozens. I've hit up six of them and was pretty blown away by what personal private information they can channel. It's pretty trippy. Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that. It sounds a little too jarring for me and my sensitive sensibilities. Oh, by the way, I do believe in evolution, like I believe in adaptation. I believe in change over time. I believe in sexual selection. I believe that the environment naturally selects traits. Oh, and people were talking to me about races and shit, how there's like differences in IQ based on like your brain consumes 25% of your calories and is only 5% of your body. So therefore, the environment will factor in the overall, you know, bell curve. Average IQ of a race of humans. Yeah, of course I know that's true. My point is, if you're a leftist evolutionist, you can justify saying that groups with lower IQ are closer to animal than human, which is really bad. I believe in the spark of divinity in all human beings and should be saved and given the same God-given rights as everybody. The deep irony of the left's constant racist accusations. Let's just use a group of people that I doubt is going to spawn any real controversy right now. And bear in mind, the whites aren't at the top of these lists. It's the slopes are the smartest. But Aborigines in Australia, have an average IQ of 60. Okay, the U.S. Army won't let you in the Army if your IQ is under 78. Because you literally can't even fill coffee properly. So the average Aborigine IQ is 60, right? That's why the Australian government saw them as fauna, legally. Until the 70s, I think. They were considered fauna. There's flora, which is plants, and fauna, which is animals. So the point I'm trying to make is there's a real dark path you can go on if you see a group of people that have an average IQ that's very low. I don't believe that. I think that being human means you're a reflection of God's image and you should be given the same God-given rights as everybody. That's the deep irony, is Christian conservatives are actually the least racist. Because if you don't believe in God, or if you don't believe in divinity, or if you don't believe that there's something special about humans, and you're one of these PETA people that care more about a fertilized chicken egg than they do a fetus in the belly of a woman, which is real and happening all the time and insane. Think of the insanity of that. There's no question that any PETA member would save a panda baby over a human baby. That's, of course, we all know that's true. That's nuts. People that typically believe in the divinity of human beings believe all people, all races, all walks of life have a right to exist and to have God-given rights given to them. And that's why it's actually not a racist philosophy. It's the opposite of a racist philosophy. And then when you see the uniqueness of a soul, fighting through their meat, just as meat, spaceship that we're all given at birth, you realize that people are capable of all kinds of shit, and that to discredit someone based on their race or where they're from is ridiculous. And you see people change your mind and inspire you all the time. And the real racists are these Darwinians, because the Aborigine would be in a class of primate lower than human if you actually take the way they think to its logical conclusion. That to me is horrifying. And that's all I meant by it. I didn't mean that I don't recognize that environmental factors, you know, the existence of a winter, food scarcity, all that stuff will lead to a average IQ that's a higher than others. But there's also parts of Africa with a high average IQ because they have monsoons. Dry and wet seasons would lead to environmental selection, selecting smarter people to survive, because the idiots would just eat all their food and forget that there was about to be a monsoon. So, yeah. So that's why this incessant categorization of the left and of Darwinians, where everybody needs to be put in a little box and labeled, that's the start of identity politics, was Darwin. If you read Shakespeare, if you read about, you know, the Moors in Shakespeare were not seen as less or more than the whites. Actual racism started from Darwin. Before that, it wasn't. Anybody could be a slave. You know, my people came to America as slaves. The Irish in 1710 was my first family. That's where Smith came from. Their original name was McGowan. And they said, no, you're Smiths now. And then they did the first Irish goodbye on the blacks. They're like, oh, being a slave is so great, huh? Everyone's having such a good time being a slave. Oh, being a slave, so great. I'm going to do this for a wee bit longer. And then they just took off. And the blacks were like, hey, man, what? Where's all those little... I can't do a black voice right now. I have to work on that. It's Benjamin. Benjamin says, hey, Owen, have you ever gone down the rabbit hole of circumcision? The health benefits are fake. And obviously the foreskin is responsible for 99% of our sexual stimulation. Watch Eric Klopper's Sex and Circumcision. By the way, can I be verified as Islamophobe? Welcome, Islamophobe. None of the boys in my family are circumcised. Fucking me, Walter, Charlie. Our dicks are intact. No Jew's going to bite off the end of my dick. You out of your fucking minds? I'm going to get a million letters. I circumcised my son, and I love my son, and how dare you? Shut the fuck up. No one cares. You're fine. All right. I'm at a loss in life in which direction to go. My heart lies with human interaction. I contemplated going into nursing, but after working as a nursing assistant for years, I'm not a huge fan of the institution with the constant pushing of meds. I've considered clinical psychology since I, again, enjoy human interaction, but it's a lot of school, and I have no idea if I would thoroughly enjoy the industry. Then a part of me wants to start the YouTube route. I already enjoy videography and love politics. I spend a lot of free time reading psychology, history, politics, and I'm on the fence on the next step in life. I'm 23, grew up Catholic, abstinent, and on the fence between agnostic and Christian. I said that to establish something we can both relate to with growing up Catholic than being agnostic in early adulthood. I'm a hard worker. Work 60-hour weeks. But you need to get some slaves. You know, like Tolstoy. Between my three jobs, but I want to feel like I'm working towards something besides a paycheck. If you could email me, or I could email you, since I've enjoyed your podcast and your experiences, appearances on Crowder, which is how I discovered you, actually. Appreciate your material a lot. Enjoy your Sunday. Yeah, I mean, that's the struggle, dude. We all struggle with that shit. What are you working towards? Just watch out for the hedonic treadmill of Tolstoy. You know what I mean? That's what he felt. He was just drowning in ass and slaves. Wanted to blow his brains out. I'm going to open a package. I got a ton of these piling up. Let's see what's in these. Alrighty. What is this? Do. It's a wooden box. It's screwed tight. It's from Jonathan. I'm gonna have to unscrew this. This is very intriguing. This is very intriguing, Jonathan. I'm gonna have to unscrew it at another time. I just really hope it isn't some sort of demon lizard. All right, let's try this one. This is from Jim. Go. Hi, Owen. I thought you'd enjoy this canvas print. Remember, if you have not been hated, you have not been honest. Keep the ugly truth coming. Jim Bob. Thank you, Jim Bob. I'm very excited to check this out. Oh, sick! If everyone is me, then who am I? Jim Bob. I love this dude's cartoons. If everyone is me, who am I? And it's a Nazi. That's amazing. Thanks, buddy. That's huge. I post your shit all the time. I didn't even know you watch my show. All right, what do we got here? What do we got here? Owen, this is from Taylor Batusta Designs. Oh, this is awesome. I can already tell. We have bear print shirt. That's Amy's gonna love that. I wanna know what the hell is in these giant wooden things. There's like a few of them. What's this? From Jans. All right, Jans, let's take a look what we got in here. I don't know how to do this. I don't even know. I might have already opened it. Damn it. One more. There's some Soto Human Collective. I don't know what that means. Sounds daunting. Kyle Kavanaugh, nice. Kyle Kavanaugh's album. I love Kyle. He's a fantastic bear. All right, guys. I think I'm going to wrap it up. I think I'm just going to go have a heart attack. And I started swimming laps again yesterday, too. I'm still in, like, good shape. It's weird. I don't know why I'm having such a weird fucking day. We want to see what's in the box. Me, too. I'm gonna ask Amy. She can bring me up a screwdriver. And you bring me up a Phillips head screwdriver. Well, I got a flu shot, and I'm pretty sure it made me sick. I got a flu shot yesterday, and ever since, I've been, like, sleeping constantly and kind of out of breath. Why is Owen dead? What the hell are you talking about, Christian? Don't get flu shots, says Sean. I know. I got kind of talked into it. Flu shots suck. I bet that's it. Don't get... Yeah, there's something going on with these fucking flu shots, man. But I need to know what's in this box. Oh, thanks, love. No, this will work. Yeah, flat out will work. I can make it work. Thank you. Actually, I think I might need a Phillips. No, I can make this work, but just try and get it. Cool. Avoid vaccine. Haven't been listening to Alex. All right, you guys excited to see what's in this box? It's gonna take a while. Look at how many fucking screws there are. All right. What in this shit? Here we go. Come on. Talk amongst yourselves. Suspense is killing you, huh? For those of you just listening on iTunes, I am taking out the screws of a mysterious box. It'd be funny if it was empty. It was just teaching me about something. Oh, sweet. Thanks. Thanks, love. Yeah, it works great. I am too. I'm dying to know what's in the box. It's been sitting here for a while, so if it was a demon lizard, it's died. Hi, buddy boy. What are you doing? You having a fun day? Fun day? Bye-bye. we go. Please be another box. A lot of people are saying it's a bomb. Well, that's why they call me Fearless Big Bear. I'm opening a box from a complete stranger that could be a bomb. But I believe in people. Evil manifests when you assume evil. Come on. Watch him drop it and break everything inside. Fuck you, albino earwig. Power drill, I believe in DeWalt. I mean, I would use a power drill, but I'm not a gay guy with AIDS. Hello, Owen. Oh, yes. Yes. Da-na-na. Da-na-na. The bears are awesome. Hello, Owen. Hello, Owen. My name is Jonathan. I made for you guys. I've only made the night lights for family members, so I hope Walter and Charlie like them. I've been shipping. Oh, dude, there's more. Come on, the bears don't let you down. I bet you guys are watching this. And by the way, I'm going to shout out this guy's company. It's Cherry's Creative Woodworks. Cherry's Woodwork at Comcast.net. Jonathan Schmidt. So if you guys need wood work, I'm going to hit him up. I'm going to get him to make me some more stuff. I'm going to employ him. Let's see what else we got here. Da-na-na. This says get a Oh my God. Dude, it's almost like he read the future. It says get a screw gun. You guys see that? That's really crazy. It's almost like he's talking to me right now. Get a screw gun. Is that awesome? See, this is the magic of life right here. I'm gonna open this up and then I'm gonna let you guys go. I think he knew that I wouldn't have a screw gun. Anybody who watches me on the reg knows that I'm not about to have a screw gun. Da-na-na, da-na-na, din, 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 everybody's gay. Da-na-na, he's a time traveler, more than likely a Jew. Da-na-na, din, 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 I'm gonna read the letter and then I'm gonna get the H out. We got family dinner tonight at Amy's parents' house. And then I'm heading to Texas. I'm gonna be doing Crowder all weekend. Someone said Jews can't time travel. Yeah, right. Yeah, right, Jews can't time travel. They can change the weather. They can create money out of nothing. You don't think they can time travel? You're out of your fucking mind. What do you think those tiny little hats are on their heads? Every time they time travel, their head gets a little bigger. They started as little Ewoks. Like, they used to wear sombreros, the Jews. And every time they time travel, their hat shrinks. Jews don't woodwork, though. Jesus did. How crazy is that Jesus was a Jew? Kind of disappointing. But whatever. Da-da-da! Da-da-da! Watch this one just be the bomb. Oh my God! Love, come here! Amy! Amy! This one's for Charlie. This is so... I gotta open up Walter's now. This one's for Charlie. I'm gonna open up Walter's now.
Oh my gosh. Wow. This is so good.
I know.
Wow. Whoa.
I know. Now we're gonna open up Walter's.
This is so cool.
Mike Mormon, say hi to the people.
Yeah. Who sent this?
Huh?
Who sent
Jonathan?
Smith? Cherry's creative woodworks.
Yeah. Say hi to people. Pop in.
Hang on.
Well, you gotta move your head in a little bit.
You have so much stuff around. Well, there I am. I'm Alfred Hitchcock. This is a really cool setup.
It's awesome.
This is so nice.
It's insane. It's literally insane. I can't believe we took so long to open it.
I know, you're a real asshole.
Oh boy. Someone's gonna get beaten.
Oh, stop.
Everyone says hi, Amy.
Hello. I'm still here.
She's still here. She wants to see Walters.
Thank you.
Wanna tell a story about your day while I do this?
My day has been really uneventful, but yeah, I'll tell it.
Tell us a story, Amy.
Should I say it
just
off
say
camera?
Just whatever you want.
I say it awkwardly close?
That's funny. So, what'd you do today?
I went on a walk around a harbor. Near Hannigan. You can tell who hasn't been on TV much. And then I went to my parents' house for a while. And then...
Tell them about the scene when you came home.
So I knew Owen was kind of having a down day today. So I took the boys out for a while because it's a beautiful day out. And we came home and Owen was in our living room that just has books and piano with all the lights off, shirtless, listening to Tolstoy about death and a brother's death. And the only dog that was in the room with him was our one dog that is also depressed.
Hey, buddy! What is that? What is that? Is that a fast car?
No.
What is it? We got a present for you, Walter.
Look at this wall. Look at this other one for Charlie.
You see the dinosaur?
Charlie, and then Walter gets one too. Dad was opening it.
You're right, ready for your butt? Yo, bring him over. I want to show.
It's just, you have like a ton of stuff.
You want to move this box?
Really hard to get back there.
Okay, buddy, this one's for you, Wally. And this is from our new friend.
Yeah, a couple more.
You see, hey, Wally, say hi to the people.
Hi, people.
Say hi.
Hi, people.
It's not, this is technology. I don't want you to think that they're actual people, because actual people are much different than technology, but.
I think he understands.
He understands the difference.
FaceTime. Here, you want me to watch.
Dee-doo. You ready, bud? This one's for you. This is for Walter.
Oh, boy!
Walter! What letter? What is this? Walter, what's this? What letter is this? Is that for apple?
Apple.
What about this? What about this? T.
T.
For what? Turtle.
Turtle.
What about this? E.
E.
For elephant. Remember elephant?
Elephant.
This is yours, buddy.
Really cool. Oh boy. Hold on. I'm like losing my grip here.
All right. Love you guys. I'll wrap this up.
Those are awesome. We'll get that when Dad does all done. All right.
Hi, Bob. Do you want yours? This is yours, buddy. Here you go.
Thank you. This is so cool.
He's so excited. He's running now. He's running. Show him. Show it light up, too. Didn't. Yeah, we're not a cult, by the way. Nothing about us is cult-like at all. How funny is my wife? I mean, she's hysterically funny. His elephant is better than his Bernie. Definitely not a cult. I want kids now. Get kids. There's nothing like it. Nothing like it. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Much, 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 much love to my new favorite person in the world, Jonathan Schmidt. Cherry's Creative Woodwork. That doesn't do anything. I don't know. Cherry's Woodworks at Comcast.net. Hit him up if you want some of the. He just sent me all these. And he knew I would need a screw gun. I'm touched. I'm touched, my friend. I'm touched. All right, I'll play you guys, he does not, all right. All bears must use this woodworking guy for all their woodworking needs from now on. That's true, that's how the Jews got ahead. It's called in-group preferences. Liberals need to see this before slandering marriage. Well, they just hate good. Read A Confession by Tolstoy, he gets it. Guy was tormented, just like the big bear. All right. So, bears are the new Jews. I like that. All right, guys. Hugepianist.com for the new special. What else? I'm going to be putting up new dates soon for December. Salt Lake City, Denver, Vegas, Phoenix. And then I'm also going to somehow do San Fran, LA, and Seattle, because you got to go to the heart of the soy in order to beat the soy. No use dancing around like cowards. Listen, I had a blast in Houston. I had a blast in Atlanta. But I want to take it right to them. I can't believe someone made us those. So cool. Yeah, Salt Lake is going to be sick. Boise, we got to do Boise. Yeah, Vegas, Salt Lake, Phoenix, everyone's been asking me about Phoenix. And then Denver, people have been asking me about Denver constantly. I can do Canada. I'm not scared of those fuckers. Let them try and take me down. The cops wear jeans. They're on horses. I'd like to do a final stand. I'm ready. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hit the like button and share it. I'm about to upload this on my other channel. Just, share it. Spread the word. And have a great Sunday. I'm going to catch my breath because I was deep down a Tolstoy rabbit hole, contemplating the jaws of death when Jonathan Schmidt and then my wife and my beautiful children pulled me to the light again, as always. I'm now sweating for no reason. I'm pretty sure it's the flu shot doing all this to me, but I can always blame the gays. I love you guys. Have a great day.